If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not. No, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello. Just watching the Giants giant.
What a week for them.
What a week for them.
What a week for them. That poor John Mara. I mean, he's not poor because he's very rich. But I mean,
not him, but he, wait. Under no circumstances, okay, and I believe this to be 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
Can the owner have more concerns about what's going on the field than the professionals he's hired? Meaning that they should always be able to respond with why things look the way they are. But when we watch that Hard Knocks or whatever, and the owner says, I really don't want Saquon Barkley to leave and go to a division rival. And the guy's like,
don't worry about it, John. Don't worry about that.
And to watch him just obliviate everybody, it's unbelievable. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before. The only time Daniel Jones looked good was when Saquon was playing running back.
That's true.
So, like, you not only ruined your offense, but you also ruined your quarterback.
Look how slow these guys look.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus. If you guys missed it last night, Saquon Barkley, 300 total yards, broke the Eagles record for rushing. I think it would have 255.
255, yeah. You know what? Interesting stat.
Hmm?
No running back in the history of the NFL has run for 300 yards.
Really?
Hmm. I think the record's 295.
Wow. Well, let's get to some headlines, you rascals, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai, and locally, your Miami Dolphins
put
a beat down on the New England Patriots.
Question.
Yes, sir.
When the game started, they went down on that first drive.
Mm-hmm.
Were you thinking, come on.
A little frustrated. Then the doink happened. I was like, all right.
But you know what's weird about that? Like, and this is with all teams. I have not been able to figure out why the first 10 plays, because a lot of teams script their first 10 plays, why they always seem to work, and then you do nothing the rest of the game. It's a weird thing.
Defer to you on that one, dude. I have no idea.
I don't know. I only played, I think Brian Billick was the closest I got to scripting plays. Belichick in Cleveland was more of a situational guy. So we have plays for situations. Everybody was familiar with the plays. So it was almost like we knew the game plan from head to toe because we knew all the situations and the plays we're going to run situationally. So, but that's, you know, I think Andy Reid does it. I think it's the West Coast offense thing. So anybody that's been associated with the West Coast offense, they all script their first 10 to 15 plays. And they look good for a drive.
I think the thing that honestly, like, it was great. The offense looked awesome yesterday. But the thing that had me fired up out of everything yesterday this Chop Robinson looks like the real mother bleeping deal. He looks like the real bleeping deal.
Havoc.
Wow.
Havoc.
That poor right tackle.
Oh, my goodness.
That dude, I don't know what that's got to feel like.
You know what it's like? It's like sparring.
Oh, right? My God.
When the trainer holds up the pad, 1-1-2, champ, 1-1-2. He was using all of his tools, the bull rush, the up and under, the slap. He had everything going.
Dude, he was a monster. And by the way, that was a fumble, okay? If you stop the guy's arm midair, you don't get to say this.
No.
What was he doing, the Cam Ward up here? Get out of here.
Here's why you have to do it that way. Because you don't want to leave it into the hands of the officials. So they have the rule as such. If he has control and that thing starts forward, it's a pass. And you have to do that because you have to have these rules because you don't want the officials standing in a huddle deciding. The rule is the rule. So I'm telling you, live, I'm like, oh, here we go. But then they slow it down and they get to watch it slow down. I will tell you, the coolest play, Zach Sealer.
Oh,
look.
Oh.
He was sad. Like, he just gave him a little. I tell you what, their quarterback's going to be pretty good.
Drake Mack?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good. I mean, if he makes it to the rest of his career, the poor guy's getting killed. Sealer it on up.
Yeah, that dude's a beast. And people are starting to recognize him not just here, but around the league. Like, they talk about him all the time.
Dade South says, I saw a whole bunch of tough catches from Waddle Tobin. You want to know something, dude?
Shut up.
And I had him, too.
Answer for your crimes,
I
dude.
Said on the pregame show he was due.
I called that game
yesterday, dude.
Answer for your crimes.
I'm not answering for my crimes. I love Jalen Waddle.
I believe you.
Let me get this straight. This is the only man that I know can trash a player. Then when the player plays well, takes all the credit.
Dude, takes for the play. Credit.
Right.
For
are I you
said,
kidding me?
I said yesterday.
Are
we
you have, kidding
I'm
me?
I'm telling you,
you
right
are
now.
Not, you
I have
not.
Receipts. I have receipts. Okay? Anybody who listened to Game Day Uncensored yesterday can tell you. I get on the Hard Rock app because we have Porpoise Props. I'm like, Jalen Waddle's touchdown number is what? It was like 2-1. It's never been that high. Never. Not in his history of a Dolphin. I'm like, that's disrespectful. He's due. And you're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome, dude.
You're welcome.
I made you guys money, okay. Yeah. And I told you that he was due.
Great.
He was awesome. Tough love. And by the way, it wasn't even tough love. I was just asking questions.
Were you? Because
inquiring minds wanted to know. And there he
Jalen
was.
Jalen Waddle's on an 8-month touchdown fast. Jalen Waddle's a bum. Get him off the team already and trade him for Devontae Adams.
Wow.
Jalen Waddle, haven't seen your touchdown dance since before last Christmas.
Which, by the way, he didn't even do it. He's retired it.
Apparently.
Or it's on hiatus.
Check this out. The owner didn't.
Nope. He was so excited.
Hey, it's getting a little bit too...
In that moment, he was like, extension, well worth it. Because he was feeling it.
I tell you what, that was as crisp of an offensive performance as you will see. I'm talking about with the location of passes, with the routes. You didn't have any situations where, you know, they do this thing where I thought you were going to. Everybody was where they were supposed to be. The offensive line held up, you know. Now.
Uh-oh.
Mike McDaniel, are you out of your rabbit-ass mind? You don't take a quarterback out with 13 minutes left to go in the game?
Got a little full of himself.
And did you see as soon as the ball hit the ground, Tua Wick got his mouthpiece in his helmet? Like, come on!
I don't understand why Skylar Thompson, because is he just the mush right now? Like, he's just out there. How did disaster strike in that fashion in such a bad way?
I don't even know if it was fully his fault.
It's, I don't think it was fully his fault, but just he was around disaster. And he's just like, all right, get out of here, Skyler.
Totally blaming him because Jalen Wright was running great before that. Now all of a sudden, fumble.
I tell you, what,
you got
pretty,
Houdini there with Uno. He's just like throwing the ball. He goes, backwards. Watch this sleight of hand. Like, Tua could be out here playing three-card Monty. You're like,
I will say this.
Trick the cameraman.
A lot of poor kicking yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, special teams in general. But what is going on?
Do you think the cameraman eats himself alive when that happens? Like, when he actually gets deked out by the quarterback?
Oh, like, yeah.
Stupid. I mean, there's a... With the Dolphins, it happens once or twice a game.
He was like, what? I'm like, no. Man.
Oh, no. It's not even him, because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
It's the guy in...
It's the main guy.
The main guy in the studio, in the truck, who decides what shot to use.
Yeah, but I'd assume that the guy who is your main guy, who's like got the pan shot right there, I assume that guy's like your most grizzled veteran of a cameraman. And when he gets deked, he's probably like, stupid.
I mean,
fooled me again. A tight end reverse. Are you kidding me?
I tell you what. Between Jonnu Smith has been coming on
balling
the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And I think this is what they were kind of expecting. I'm just thinking all the special teams snafus.
Yesterday.
Big extra point.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do an onside kick. Give up a touchdown on an onside kick. I mean, it's ridiculous. It was crazy.
You're talking about the Cowboys game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game, they scored, hold on, 41 points in the fourth quarter between the two of them.
Sheesh. Pretty wild. But the game yesterday for the Dolphins, I mean, man, that was fun. It was fun. It was a party.
It was fun.
Killed them.
I really loved the way, you know, the defense, they were all over him. And he made some plays. He's mobile.
Oh, he is mobile.
And by the way, pulling away from a bunch of guys when he scrambled.
Fast intangibles?
I mean, he was moving.
No, he was moving for sure.
He was moving because I saw a couple of guys chasing him look like their hammies was going to blow out on the field.
Yeah, the only guy who seemed to be able to catch him was Job Robinson.
And then the other thing was, at the end of the game, near the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
right, when the two safeties ran into each other, I'm like, what are we, like, did any, like,
Tyreek Hill.
It's funny because on defense,
mm-hmm.
and pay attention to this when you watch a defensive game, anything that goes behind them, they lose. So you always see those square ends, they always have to go behind the linebacker. Right? You see the crossing route. The crossing route goes in front of the linebacker. Then there's a guy going behind him. Their rules of defense are such that they always lose any defender, any offensive player that goes behind him. So when those two guys ran into each other, they looked forward. They didn't look to see if anybody was behind him. Even though the guy was covering him. Like, you covering him, you go... Where did that 89 go? right?
Tyreek Hill tweeted today, up early this morning, thinking about how good Zach Sealer is.
He ain't the only one.
Good.
You ain't the only one.
Monster. We'll take a break. Lots to get to here on the show. We got a lot of things to dive into from a busy, busy weekend. Canes, victorious, Heat, winning overtime. Panthers, what's going on, dude?
Mm.
It's that Panthers tryptophan lull.
You know they hit that rut once a year.
Take a break. Back after this.
DJ Khaled.
All I do is win, no matter what.
This is picked up on Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah, dude.
This is the first time this year, about a month beforehand, we have projected where this team would be, right? And so they look good. Green Bay look good, especially at home.
Yep.
Here's what you're going to have to do. Stop the run. Simple as that. Stop the run. He does. Their quarterback does make some boneheaded mistakes.
He's willy-nilly with the football.
He's willy-nilly with the football, but if you don't stop the run, you're going to have a long day. And I'm going to just tell you, I'm worried about that part of it.
Sure.
I'm worried about that part of it. But all that being said, this team is in the best position to accomplish all of that. The only variable that I will throw at you, it might be cold as hell.
Look, it's impossible not to think about it. Like, I just, it's one of those things, man. Like, and I know Tua, he had his point afterwards. It was a gangster quote that he said afterwards about, you know, facing the cold weather. You got this, Froggy? This was Tua afterwards talking about what it's going to be like going to Green Bay, where it is going to be bitterly cold.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to kill narratives, so let's go. Bring it on.
Oh.
So, and
it's pretty goosies. I like that.
Here's the thing that I would goosies. Like to really emphasize here. Like, and here's how I was taught because I came from Louisiana and I went up to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we never really had, we only had a couple of games in the 4 years I was there that had snow. Because our season ended. Our season was already over. So we played Ohio State the week before Thanksgiving. And we only played, 10, 11 games. So that was it. So we never got into December. We never played a game in December. Except my freshman year we went to Hawaii. So that didn't count. So when you think about now and the way college football is now it goes late into December, November in the first week of December. So it wasn't until I got to Cleveland where I actually played, you know, well into December. And the thing about it is that regardless of where you play, it's still cold for them too.
Yeah, but look, he's a quarterback from Hawaii. It's a team from Miami. We have the memories of KC, Tennessee, Buffalo.
Those
performances at the end of the year. And that's why he says something like that. He's ready to kill the nerve because it is what it is. Like, he's got the chance to do it.
How many people on the team? Because they said that before. Dan Marino is from up north.
He's from Pittsburgh.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you just because you play on a team that comes from warm weather doesn't mean you never play in the cold.
He was going to go practice being in the winter by going to Maryland.
He just said that to mess with you guys.
He didn't say it to the mess. He's like, woof, cold. It's like 45.
Well, he could have stayed in South Florida this weekend.
I would tell you what. Here's a boss move. If Bill Belichick had this team,
mm-hmm.
right, they would go up north and practice during the week.
I like it.
No, it's stupid.
Why?
Like, look, we played in Minnesota. Denny would open up the door for the indoor building so it'd blow cold air in there. So it'd be cold. He says, if it's cold, you'd be brisk. You pay attention. I'm like, no, that's not how that works. Like, I just become, like, I want to just, yeah.
I pay less attention.
Right, exactly. I'm worried about everything but football. But here's the problem in Minnesota. Think about, I want you to think about this. It was so cold in Minnesota that he had to close the door.
Mm-hmm.
They turned on the heater and put it as hot as it could go for 2 full days before we got there on Wednesday. By the time we got to practice on Wednesday, so that's like almost 3 full days of cranking your heater up as high as it will go, the temperature was 13 degrees indoors. Outside, it was a wind chill of minus 60.
Jesus.
So
is that Siberia?
Dude, it gets so cold up there. Like, it just, you get up in the morning, you go outside, and you're just angry.
Look, it's got, it is the narrative killer, right? It gets you back to 500. You beat a good team. You beat them on the road. You beat them in prime time. You beat them on a holiday. You beat them in the elements. And you officially get your season back to new life.
Here's what I like about what's happening here. The guys you got to stop the run, or cold weather linemen,
yeah.
Calais, Zach Sealer.
Trust me when I tell you, Zach Sealer, he don't fret the cold.
I mean,
He's a bear.
Chop comes from Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm surprised you didn't send us. Hmm? I'm surprised you didn't send it. Right? I thought it was coming.
What?
Chop.
Marcus did.
Yeah, that's why.
Not to be confused with.
Sealer it on up.
So everybody hits. Whenever he makes a play, my mentions blow up on social media. I'm like, Sealer.
Hey.
He did it. You got Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell, after the game, we love hearing from this beautiful voice after a victory. He's fired up. Here was Calais Campbell to the locker room.
I see trees of green.
Sorry.
Strong one.
Gets me every time.
So sorry.
It's a good f***ing feeling. But it don't mean nothing if we don't get this next one. This next one's everything. It's mental f***ing toughness. Thanksgiving football, prime time. We need this. We need this one. Whatever it takes. Family on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, he's the best.
Oh, yeah.
You noticed that family came in unison. Wasn't nobody messing around.
Whatever you say, sir.
No way.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. Yeah, everybody had, like, you just had that guy in the locker room. Just look at him and say, I don't want no part of that.
Who catches him on a bad day? Like, because he seems like a pretty pleasant giant.
I told you, I accidentally caught John Randall on a bad day. I had to pick up my stool. Thought it was going to be go time.
I love how you went for the stool first.
I could tell he came over with some evil intentions.
Okay.
So I was just in case.
Schmeathen says that Calais is the next Dan Campbell.
No.
Too much money, right? Like, he's really rich.
No, it's not that. It's not that. See, here's the kicker. People who have been great at their job, right, don't want to spend any more time doing it when it's done, right? Deion's an exception. You don't have too many Hall of Fame players that go on to be, you know, coaches and spend all that time. So when you look at guys who played that end up being coaches, backup quarterbacks, reserve players that played for a long time. What, Dan Campbell played tight end?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mike Tice, tight end.
Yeah, like, JT doing it now at the U.
Huh?
JT. He's into it.
He's into it. But it very rare. Like,
I think somebody's going to be calling for him, right? Or is
but
he
keep
gonna...
in mind, here's the other caveat to this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are into coaching because of their kids.
Of their kids, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, he was at St. Thomas. Right. Helping his kids play college
ball. Right, and you look at.
But he kept doing it.
Yeah, you look at Deion.
Yep.
You see what I mean? So there's that. But a lot of guys, Dan Marino couldn't even be an office guy. He didn't even want to be an office guy.
I wouldn't be an office guy if I was him.
GM? Or...
In today's day and age with remotes, you know, remote things, I think Dan Marino would have taken the job.
Okay. But you see what I'm saying?
Do a Zoom meeting, you know, like, for a golf cart.
But you understand what I'm saying. It's a crazy thing. Like, the time constraints, the time you have to put in it to be good, right? That steers a lot of people away from it.
You think everybody has Thanksgiving when they get back, or do they have Thanksgiving tomorrow? Like, what do we do for the Dolphins? Or do you have a celebratory plain Thanksgiving?
They'll probably have Thanksgiving food on the plane, right? I know what I did.
What'd you do?
We got back Thursday at...
Yours was in Dallas?
In Dallas, right. We played the early game.
Mm.
So our game started at 12. We got back to Minnesota.
Stole that turkey leg.
Yeah.
You stole the turkey leg?
Randy stole it from me.
Randy stole his turkey leg.
Did he?
Greatest three catch performance of all time.
Did he steal it or Jimmy?
he took it.
Pretty good game.
So I want to say we got back at like 10. My flight left at 5 in the morning. I came right down here because we didn't have to be back until Wednesday.
Oh, the following week?
Yeah.
Dang.
Because that's why they call it a mini bye.
Oh, that's
so
good.
We got Tuesday. At the time, I think we were 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
this is the thing with the Dolphins that's been awesome is, I mean, they did lose Walker, the linebacker, yesterday.
What did he hurt?
I think they said hamstring during the game.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He
went down like he got shot.
Yeah, and he knew it right away because you could tell he was just right.
But this is about as good as they've looked. Everybody is pretty much there.
Can you put it all around one guy, Tua?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? It's hard. It's hard for people to admit this when he's not here, right? And then they see him and they still try to be reluctant about it because, you know, they want to be right.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is this team is a different team with Tua.
Definitely.
What if I take Josh Allen off of the, like.
I don't even know who their backup is. Who they
right.
Have.
Mitchell Trubisky.
They okay. Still?
Still, yeah.
So, Trubisky's been there for years. Let me ask you a question. So, Josh Allen has to miss four games.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to think of Mitchell Trubisky after 4 weeks?
I don't know, because Josh Allen's allowed to have concussions. We all saw that this year.
But I'm just, like, it's, you know, if you invest a lot of money in something, very rarely do you go into it saying, I better get a backup. Right, you just don't, and it's unfortunate. That's the way the money is spent nowadays.
What he needs though is he's got this opportunity here in the middle of the season because yes, what he's done. I mean, his numbers are mind blowing. They're incredible, but he needs if he could bring them all the way back out of the depths of hell, which is where this season felt like it was in front of everybody. You know, in front of a quarterback in his draft class, a quarterback who also got paid this offseason, like, he knows. It's a narrative killer. Like, he knows it. He knows it. And I think he wants to do it. And I think he can do it. You know? Because it does feel like if he doesn't, and, you know, you got to be mindful. Like, I don't know how he, even in the games they've lost, he's looked great. You know, but people will still be rat bastards if they don't get this done.
Yeah, it sucks.
But Leroy,
he's one of the few people that every game we put a narrative on it, and if they don't win, it's an epic failure because he actually really played good against Buffalo.
He did,
and we don't, you know,
play
we
good
just
against
go
Arizona
back to the
too,
narrative.
If it wasn't for muffing that stupid snap.
Yeah.
You got Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle gave us some news after the game. I'm not pleased about it, and. You know, it's not great news to hear, but it is what it is. He's a grown man, and I guess we got to respect his decision.
Tua kind of did a no look. It kind of messed me up a little bit. But, yeah, man, just had determination. West been telling me, you know, about getting in the box all week, previous weeks, and, you know, just had to fight to get in there for real.
Have you seen that Stephen Ross did the Waddle again?
I did not. Mr. Ross be hitting it, though. He be hitting it.
Are you waiting for, like, a huge moment, or what's going on with the Waddle?
I don't know, man. It was getting, like, out of hand. Like, when I go out in public, people be trying to tell me to do it. So it's just like,
I mean, you just let him go to Publix.
Waddle, do the thing! Do the thing!
Come on! Well, the other thing, too, is I think he's putting in the holster, because you remember what the other thing is? A lot of opponents were doing it, too. That became the way to mock the Dolphins, is to do the Waddle.
For sure.
You know? And he's like, why are you guys doing my thing? I didn't throw the interception.
I wasn't even on defense.
Who was that? Didn't the Packer guy do it? I saw a clip today of the Packer guy doing it last time they beat the Dolphins. He did the Waddle into the tunnel as they beat the Dolphins.
Yeah. You know, you see people do the Cam Ward. You know, every time someone has a signature... unfortunately,
he's gonna bust it out again. I think, you know what, you put it. I think it's a smart move. You know, you retire it for a little bit. Well, not even retire. You just put it on ice. All right, Penguins love ice, so you put it on ice for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, once the Dolphins get back into the playoffs, boom, that's where it is, the big one.
Don't know why they were so eager last year.
Who gets the turkey legs now, by the way, now that Madden is no longer with us? Does anybody do that bit
they
anymore?
They do it. I think Tom Brady's on the game.
Tom Brady does the turkey leg? He doesn't even eat turkey. He eats tofu.
It's not a turkey. It's a turducken.
Sorry.
Ugh.
Get it right.
I was looking at the stats, by the way, Leroy. You may have been robbed. 5 carries, 2 touchdowns, out-dueled Emmitt Smith. Pretty good. Pretty good. Take a break.
Hey, when Randy caught that hitch and went down the sidelines, it was no doubt. It was no doubt.
Leroy's like, there goes my turkey. Take a break. Back after this.
Slowing down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
All right. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Marcos goes. I'll be with you. Let me pick out a song. Oh, no. It's going to be a crap song.
I actually like this. I like it. No, it just made me happy.
He didn't have time.
This made me happy.
The shot clock was winding down. He had to take an unwarranted three point shot.
He was Spencer Dinwiddie last night on the Heat.
He almost made it.
You know what? He did almost make it, and then like he's like he got the confidence in overtime. He goes, well, that last one was close, and then the other ones were not close.
Speaking of not close,
if I got to tell you though, if I would have gone to a game and we lost at the buzzer to Spencer Dinwiddie, I don't know if I would have come in today.
That's fair.
I would have been like, or you would have found me under this table. Like, this is where I would have gone. I'd be like, I'm not going. D would have been like, how come you didn't come home last night? I'd be like, Dinwiddie? Thankfully, though, Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah. Totally fouled on that last play.
Definitely fouled on that last play.
Absolutely. Which, you know, I was like, oh, good. My parlay.
Well, you can tell by the way he was swinging underneath the rim.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy. Spo was going to kill that ref.
Dude, he was going to kill that ref.
Livid, dude.
He was furious. I'll tell you who else was ready to kill him. Duncan Robinson was ready to kill him.
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson was livid.
They call, like, every time they blow the whistle, foul. Oh, no. Ah, Duncan. They just get random. She gets random.
It's ridiculous. He gets no respect. Duncan's like, I'm on the bench.
he's like, wait a minute.
What are you doing? Not even, I'm in my warm-ups.
They just always, man, the Sixers are
imploding.
Woo. Jeremy Gain, though, looking good. Not last night. 3 of 15.
Yeah.
Hey, rookies are going to go up and down. Sometimes that happens.
It definitely happens.
Cleveland is 17-1.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
They'll
be here when? Next 2 weeks?
I think they're here the... They're here in early December.
Next week.
Yeah, they're here soon. We actually have Heat tickets to give away.
Oh.
I think they're the 8th. 8th, because I think it's a back-to-back with Phoenix. And we actually have tickets to Phoenix. If you guys want to see Heat and Suns, we got tickets to the game on December 7th. KD and the crew coming into town. So if you guys want to go to that game, we'll give those away later on in today's program. We also, of course, had a Miami Hurricanes victory over Wake Forest, 42-14. I watched it at a Chuck E. Cheese.
What? Did you?
Yeah, it was my nephew's birthday, so I brought the phone and I watched it at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Did they not bother you?
Nobody bothered me. Nobody bothered you. It was great.
I just picture you getting in the little. They have the little thing with the balls in
the
it.
Ball pit. They do not. They do not. They have a little trampoline. They have a little trampoline, but I watched.
They retired the ball pit, huh?
I don't think Chuck E. Cheese has ever been a ball pit place.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Where's the place you went where you embarrassed yourself on the ramp?
That was Adrenaline. That's still open, but this is not where the party was. Adrenaline is where I could not get up the ramp.
Tough ramp.
You need a little bit more adrenaline.
Tough. That's a point, objectively.
It's pretty good.
But the Canes win. Kind of a helter-skelter game from the offense. Like, that was the interesting thing about it. Like, Cam Ward had one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen in my life.
Like,
it was crazy.
He just sometimes too much, Cam Ward.
No. Don't do that. We got it.
Did you see when he, like, stopped?
Yep.
Yeah. He literally
stopped. He's like nobody I've ever seen play that position.
Very nonchalant.
He's going for a jog out there. Like, he's just like, you know.
Yeah. It's a sign of a good O-line, though, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because he very rarely has to scramble.
It's not going
to
be like that on the Raiders, Cam.
No.
But he, but the game, what the
would that work? Would that you think that's going to worry people though? How just nonchalant he is.
I don't know.
His attitude may not be that. There are certain people that are extremely cool, but their demeanor is cool like that. But they're intense players. And so I guess they would figure that out with the interviews and stuff like that. Is he nonchalant about it just in general, or that's just
I think everybody plays. Says like he like I mean you know Mr. Alpha over there Coach Tough, like he's like he's an alpha he's the right. top, like, so I think he's like Mr. Leader for everything on all that, so I don't think that's
okay,
but he just plays with a just like a reckless I don't even is it reckless as a kid? I don't know what to even
it's
describe
not
it
reckless
as.
It's like that's just the thing, it's not right, because sometimes you'll see, now I will say this, yesterday was probably one of his more inaccurate days of passing. He was a little high on a lot of passes.
Yep.
He wasn't very accurate. I don't know whether it was, you know, the combination of the route and where he expected him to be, but he was
off. He was missing.
Right.
He was missing on some throws, and then, but I think the thing that was good about that win and mature about that win, because Wake Forest sucks, but the fact that you had big mistakes from Cam and from Xavier Restrepo, big turnovers, and you were still like, all right, we found another way to win. You know, somebody else.
Yep.
And the big play that really, you know, got the tone of the game in their favor was Mish Powell, who I feel like I haven't seen in a while. He stepped up with a monster pick six. Here's the call from Josie.
Bachmeier is 8 for 10 for 86 yards. Claiborne, 11 carries for 47. 16 plays on the drive. It started at their 25. Ball at the Miami 18. Height goes in motion. Kane send a blitz. Intercepted. It's intercepted by Mish Powell. He might go all the way. And here we go. At the 30, at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Miami. Mish Powell turns it into a moment of magic for Miami. My goodness gracious. Heavens to Betsy.
Those old eyes of Mish Powell lead him to the football, and those feet take him to the end zone.
I got to tell you, that's a really hard thing to do, to catch a ball thrown from that close.
That was crazy.
It was crazy.
That was
to Betsy.
It's to Betsy, dude. That was an awesome play. And then Claiborne comes. Is that the second time this year where the Canes have had a monster play and it was responded by a kickoff return touchdown? Didn't that happen against Louisville?
Yes. Oh, the special teams let down.
Like, what are you supposed to bask in that? You're supposed to like take that and bury the team. The special teams is like, nah,
we got this.
But well, here's the thing that was crazy with Claiborne, because Claiborne looked really good up until the kickoff return, right?
Yeah.
And then they show him on the sidelines. He's
throwing
yakking up.
Man.
And I'm like, is that just pure exhaustion that quickly? Because it wasn't a hot day.
It happens. Yeah. Just your he might have drank a lot of water or something like that. But here's the kicker. What you don't realize when somebody throws up like that is all the fluids you lose. It sucks the life out of you.
Yeah.
And so
you can see afterwards in the game, he definitely went in for an IV drip,
yeah,
or something.
Because
like,
you throw up like that, now your body has no fluids.
Yeah, that dude's gas tank after that was
done,
because he was not a factor. And he looked like one of the best players on the field. I mean, he's been having a very good season, but he looked like one of the best players on the field up until that point.
And they do everything with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but look, Canes were able to show up. Defense showed up in the second half. Jordan Lyle, what a game by the young back by him. He was bulldozing people. He mm-hmm. looked good.
They four or five deep at running back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are, for sure. The guy who I thought was going to have like a good year, because I use him in college football, and I thought obviously that defines real life, Chris Johnson, he's like been pushed to the back. You got Fletcher, who's doing well, obviously Damian Martinez, and then now Lyles. It's like, wow, they are pretty deep back here.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like the Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, Frank Gore.
Calm down.
I mean, you know, you know.
As far as depth, oh. Tobin, not production. Oh, oh my God.
It's also just one Lyle.
Oh, is it? It's not many Lyles.
It's not Lyles.
Okay. That's fair, because sometimes.
It's a singular Lyle.
McDaniel.
It's like Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, which is really annoying.
It's just one Lyle.
Wait, you just yelled at him?
Well, you just got to get it right.
Okay.
That's fine. No,
why are you calling it annoying right after you got on him?
McDaniel is an annoying one. Like, you know, you're McDaniels.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, all right. But Lyle, though. Just Lyle. Heard.
Crazy football yesterday.
Dude.
Oh, wait. Let's not. To mention all of the college football teams we take into the graveyard.
Ooh. Nah, they'll find a way to get Alabama in.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my.
They're like,
no,
well,
you can't. No.
Four losses.
Hey.
Yeah, you know.
There is. They got.
We'll see.
Drug up.
Dude.
They scored 3 points.
That's embarrassing.
3 points.
To Oklahoma.
To Oklahoma, no who we first thought prize. Was just like.
Who's no first prize, for sure. And,
man, well, that's Colorado lost to Kansas. You know, Kansas in the last 4 weeks have beaten 3 ranked teams.
Really? I did not know that, actually.
Yes.
They beat Colorado, BYU, and Iowa State. How about that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So while we sit here, and here's what I love and here's what I hate about college football. College football is great in that you're still dealing with young men, and anything could happen even more so. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I see a lot of these teams that are ranked that just don't seem to be that good. And so.
Agreed.
When you take and you start, here's the problem. When you start 5 or 6 SEC teams and put them in the top 20, right? If one of them's terrible, another team is going to get credit for beating a ranked team with a team that shouldn't have been ranked to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you do this all the time. By the time the SEC schedule gets there, everybody's ranked. They make it a big game. It's on night TV.
It's a
Everything
show
is great. And then you look at these teams, you go, there's no way. Alabama is not that good this year. Well, they're not.
Think about, like, Indiana, right? Like, Indiana lost to Ohio State, and they dropped 5 spots. And, like, the only team, the only conference that's ever given grace is the SEC.
Right.
It's so annoying.
But here's the other thing. They would have dropped more if half of the teams above them didn't lose, too.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, all the teams above them lost. They still dropped
But if that spots. Was if that was Georgia, Alabama, and Indiana
well,
lost.
We'll find out tomorrow.
With the CFP, yeah.
Yeah.
But if that was Georgia, Alabama, or Texas, Alabama,
two spots.
Barely move.
Right.
Barely move. And, like, the Canes, SMU, and Clemson, like, all right, they got 3 teams in the top 12. Like, that's a pretty good performance from a conference, and they act like this is a dog bleep conference. Georgia Tech's got a winning record.
Right.
You know? I'm not, you know, look, I still want the Canes to win out. I'm not here trying to backdoor the Canes in. I know, like, because I know what it's going to be like. They're going to put as many SEC teams in there as possible. I just know
Well, they have
it.
They have, there's an agreement there. Mm. They have to get, like, 2, maybe 3 SEC teams, 2, maybe 3 Big Ten teams, right? So,
because of the super conferences?
Yeah. But it's just crazy watching. Like, I watch a lot of college football on Saturday, and you watch some of these teams. I'm like, Colorado's very exciting.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Kansas is really good, but Kansas is not going to get credit for being a good team. Not like they would if it was in the SEC.
No, they're rallying too late. I think they have a losing record, don't they?
I mean, so is when you look at who else. There's a few teams. LSU started off strong. They are
family.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I talked to my dad. Let me tell you. Big Leroy does not like the coach.
No, yeah.
They don't like him.
Oh, boy.
He's like.
He's not a very likable guy.
Guess what he said? He said to me, he came here with that accent. That ain't even a Louisiana accent. He said, I find that to be insulting.
Can you at least fake it well?
Right. No, you can't fake that. No. Coach Ogeron, that's not faking it.
Can I tell you he's feeling a little too froggy lately, by the way?
Who?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Florida's coming along.
Oh, my God.
Florida's coming along.
A little too froggy lately, dude. A little too froggy lately.
So, I mean, I get you beat Ole Miss, but that was the biggest choke job I've ever seen from a quarterback in my life, Jackson.
They're feeling they're peacocking a little too much, dude.
Hold on.
3 picks.
Hold on.
A little too much.
Hold on. See, I can figure this out real quick.
Hmm?
Who did you have on your ticket?
Okay.
hey, go ahead. Tell us.
I mean, it just seemed like a solid parlay. If Ole Miss were to beat Florida, it seemed like an easy game. I mean, Jackson Dart, 3 picks in 60 seconds. What are you doing?
There you go. That is college football and professional football right now.
Had enough.
You got to find the underlying reason as to why he made those comments. And I know he had Ole Miss.
Dead South says it makes the season opener for Miami look better. You know they won't think about that, Dead South.
No.
The bums won't talk about it, dude.
Everything I hear from the Gators,
the
is
bums
like,
won't talk about
you
it.
You caught us early. You caught us early. Yeah, we did, dude. And we drubbed you.
All I know is that all the football that I watched this weekend was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of teams getting thumped. What happened to Alabama was...
Oh, today's Feinbaum listening to...
Oh, yeah.
Is that strike three for that guy?
Oh, yeah. He was on strike two a month
ago. He was already on strike two. Did South says that Marcos is Jackson Dart Frog. That's a point.
Point for
lots more to get to here on the show. Take a break. We're back after this.